堂听 class.com。
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 6 o'clock GMT for BBC News Online.
The biggest international effort for years to help the Palestinians push forward the Middle East peace process gets underway in London shortly, with a gathering of representatives of more than 20 governments and international organisations like the World Bank. Among those attending is the American Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who said it would be an opportunity to isolate those opposed to peace.Also attending is the British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who met the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on the eve of the meeting. Our diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus reports.
Today's meeting, British officials insist on this label rather than the word conference to underline that this is not part of the roadmap peace plan, has an essentially practical aim. The Israelis will not be there. The goal is to bolster the new Palestinian leadership.Mr. Abbas is expected to set out his comprehensive vision for governmental, economic and security reforms. The international community will set out what it is willing to do to help him with these tasks, and a series of follow-up mechanisms will be agreed to monitor progress.
Mahmoud Abbas, in a BBC interview, said that he wanted the international community to support his people financially, morally and politically to help restart the peace process.He said the aim was the creation of a Palestinian state where people could live in dignity and liberty. Asked about the recent suicide car bombing in Tel Aviv, in which 5 Israelis were killed, Mr. Abbas said that the incident was roundly condemned by the Palestinian Authority and that several suspects had been arrested and were being interrogated. White House officials in Washington say that President Bush is considering adopting a plan offering incentives to Iran in exchange for it giving up any ambitions to develop nuclear weapons. The president's spokesman, Scott McLennan, said that the president had had good discussions during his recent tour of Europe about how to get Iran to abandon its nuclear program.The lower house of Parliament here in London has narrowly voted in favour of one of the most controversial proposed laws of recent times, to give the government power to detain terrorism suspects without trial. It resulted in the largest rebellion against the government from its own supporters since it took power. When it was first introduced, the proposed law, which provided for house arrest under what are called control orders, was widely criticised on the grounds that it posed a grave threat to ancient freedoms.Before the vote, the Home Secretary, Charles Clarke, announced some concessions.
I do propose to amend the bill in order to provide for derogating control orders to be made by a judge in the High Court rather than, as now, by the Secretary of State. That is a change of position. I've made it for the reasons that I've said. I've sought to acknowledge the strength of opinion which exists on all sides of this House.
You're listening to the news from the BBC.US government officials say American intelligence shows Al-Qaeda has called upon Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the most wanted Islamic militant in Iraq, to consider launching attacks in the United States. The officials say the communication uncovered was from a top lieutenant of Osama bin Laden and destined for Mr. Zarqawi. Our Pentagon correspondent Adam Brooks reports.
The officials said the communication called on Zarqawi to consider expanding his operations to include strikes inside the United States. But they said there was no information regarding specific targets in the U.S. U.S. intelligence believes that Zarqawi allied himself with Al-Qaeda last year. But one official said it was still intriguing that Al-Qaeda was reaching out to him. He said it could be a measure of Al-Qaeda's diminished capabilities, that it was looking for other groups to carry out attacks in the U.S. But equally, he said, the communication showed that Al-Qaeda was still actively seeking to launch strikes against America.
The trial of the American pop star Michael Jackson has begun in California. He's accused of sexually abusing a teenage cancer patient and conspiring to hold him and his family captive at his California ranch. Michael Jackson has denied all charges. Peter Bowes reports from Los Angeles.
It is, according to the prosecutor, Tom Snedden, an extraordinary case. He said it all started when the singer's world was rocked by the British documentary Living with Michael Jackson.In it, the pop star is seen holding hands with the boy who now claims he was a victim of abuse. The jurors heard that Michael Jackson visited sexually explicit websites and showed the boy and his younger brother pornography. The singer's lawyer, Thomas Mesereau, said the charges were fake, silly and ridiculous.
The people of Burundi appear to have given overwhelming approval to a new power-sharing constitution. Election officials said about half the votes had been counted following Monday's referendum and that the yes vote so far was above 90%. The turnout was high, about 87%.